Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. We are broadcasting worldwide, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, and of course satellite number one on the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for online streaming and podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. You have found it, the tip of the spear, the front line in the info war, as we attempt, in some cases with great success, to alert free humanity to the dangers of historical tyranny that is now manifesting itself and coming in like a flood against free peoples all over the world, not just here in the United States. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, popping in for a segment or two. At the start of the next hour is Aaron Dykes. Aaron and Darren McBreen, two of our great reporters, have spent the last few days during a big federal martial law takeover drill that included practicing rounding up citizens and putting them in a nearby sports stadium. We'll tell you the cover story the feds had for that one. He'll be popping in at the start of the next hour, also popping in a witness off and on the last week to the demonstrations in and around Wall Street, culminating in people being beat up over the weekend and hundreds being arrested. That is all coming up today with Luke Radowski joining us and reporting for Infowars.com from New York City, Lower Manhattan. So that is all coming up today. Obviously, we've got an information overload here, and I've not been getting a lot into politics because most of these people are horses owned by the very same stable, owned by the very same operation, the globalists, like a Don King boxing match. But we have a real contender in the arena, in this rigged game, who's not rigged, and so the system is pulling out the stops. Of course, his name is Ron Paul, but I think it's important to just go over a few of the dirty tricks they've run against him and illustrate the fact that even the corporate shill media is admitting that the Tea Party, people who actually are constitutionalists, the Republicans have basically failed to co-opt it. Rick Perry has failed to co-opt it, and the Tea Party is destroying Rick Perry. He came out of the gates and was the front runner instantly because of media anointing him as the leader. But as soon as myself and Ron Paul and others said, did you know he was Al Gore's chief of staff? Did you know he supported Hillary Care? Did you know he went to Bilderberg? Did you know he supports handing over 8,000 miles of Texas roads? Did you know he's for forced inoculation? He has imploded. The problem is we've not completely destroyed him yet. We've also got to take out politically the other Ken doll, who's just as bad or worse, and that's Mitt Twinkletoes Romney. He is a clone of Rick Perry, except for the fact that he's from Michigan, not from Texas, and he has not attended Bilderberg that we know, and he was not a male cheerleader. Normally, to be a Republican contender, you've got to be a male cheerleader as of late. Rick Perry, of course, is a male cheerleader, like George W. Bush and others. And Trent Lott and the rest of them, part of the Twinkle Toes pillow-biting club or whatever they're part of. So that's all coming up. We're going to break this down in Time Magazine, trying to prop him up, the rise of Rick Perry. Remember, I told you Rick Perry was going to run when he pledged he wouldn't. And I told you that all this stuff would come out. That's why he told a Fox News host a year and a half ago that he's scared of Ron Paul and Alex Jones, because he knows we're carrying the data that can bring him down. Same thing on Newt Gingrich, who's not really a contender, but she still needed to discredit him, Mr. Carbon Tax, Mr. Global Government. In fact, guys, will you Google for me, because I've always been to bring it in here. It's actually, I actually own the Alvin Heidi Toffler book that he intro recalls for world government. Something like Newt Gingrich called for global government in Toffler book intro. That should get it. He's also called for implanting the entire population with microchips. Don't believe me? Just type in Newt Gingrich microchips. But back to Mitt Romney. He, of course, is, I'll tell you about it when we get back, but Mitt Romney's a big carbon tax supporter and the author of Obamacare.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is, of course, Sunday, the 25th day of September 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We're also going to have open phones. I want to get into some of the news, and I'll open the phones up. I want to take your calls throughout the next 2 hours. Then we have Aaron Dykes, Infowars.com reporter, with some breaking news joining us at the start of the next hour. We're also going to talk for a few minutes with Luke Radowski, who's been inside of those Wall Street demonstrations where there have now been a whole bunch of different arrests taking place. We have the Daily Mail as well as Reuters reporting that the euro has 6 weeks to live if the countries that make up the euro in Europe do not give up all of their sovereignty to a, quote, financial union owned and run by the very same megabanks that sold those governments the worthless derivatives. And they're holding Europe hostage, of course. If Europe gives in and waives what sovereignty it has left, even out of the euro itself, they, of course, will be further imploded, just like the big central banks have done in the third world over and over again. Here in the U.S., of course, the traitors in both parties have transferred power to the new super Congress that controls the power of the purse, an unprecedented event that's gotten almost no news coverage. We live in incredible times as the private corporate criminal world government openly establishes itself. Now, before I get into the fall of Barack Obama and what could be the political fall of Rick Perry before he ever hatched out on the national stage, and break down what happened at the Republican, the latest Republican debate with Herman Cain winning and a lot more, and the Miami paper has the headline here. Let me just give it to you because it's amazing. Rick Perry in deep trouble. That's the Miami Herald headline. Before I get into that and the establishment dinosaur corpse, zombie, walking corpse media, that there's a big survey out today that the mainstream media is furthering and accelerating its hemorrhaging of viewers and readers. We crossed the Rubicon 2.5 years ago, according to a bunch of big university studies, where the Internet now has more viewers, more listeners, more readers going there for news than all the mainstream media combined, even with their Internet footprint. Alternative is bigger than them. But that hemorrhaging has only accelerated as they continue to try to prop up people like Rick Perry. Here's the cover of Time magazine, The Rise of Rick Perry. So and quick fall if we get the word out on this guy. Same thing with the other Ken Doll pretty boy, Mr. Carbon Tax, Mr. Obamacare, Mitt Romney. If we get the word out about what they really support, it's over for them. And you notice people are waking up now in a few weeks to these people instead of taking a few years like Obama, or 6-7 years with George W. Bush, or 7.5 years to wake up to Bill Clinton being a con artist. People are waking up to the game that the WHO has talked about. You know, I was driving in today listening to 93.7 KLBJ, the local rock station, and listen to the Who song, Won't Get Fooled Again. And this was something, this was music that came out in 1971, and they're talking about the left-right paradigm. They're talking about the scams. They're talking about how it's a two-party dictatorship. But finally, decades and decades later, more and more people, well, Congress has a 9% approval rating, the lowest in history. There is a political realignment happening. There is a great awakening. But just because you're awake doesn't mean you know exactly where you are. You ever woken up in the middle of the night in a hotel room and you wonder where you are? It takes you a few seconds to go, oh, I'm out of town. You know, I'm in New Mexico, or I'm in California, or I'm in New York, or I'm in South Texas. I'm in Illinois. You're not at home, you know, back in Kansas anymore. And it's the same thing. People are awake now, but that doesn't mean they figured out exactly what's going on. But at least now they'll listen and understand this global criminal takeover. I mean, listen to the words from Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who. Maybe if you're younger or older and don't know who The Who are, I should play a clip of this song to remind you. Here it is. You've heard that before. All right, we're going to come back after the break and actually play some of the pertinent sections from the piece about meet the new boss, same as the old boss, won't get fooled again. But I wanted to remind you of The Who. By the way, Jaron was down at his favorite place to watch soccer on television. You don't mind if I say where you go watch soccer, do you, Jaron? He loves it. Fido's down there. Always trying to get me to go down there. And guess who was there? Robert Plant. And I almost could strangle Jaron for not going up with his iPhone, his producer phone, and shooting a quick interview with Robert Plant. Nobody was bugging him in there. Most people didn't even know who he was. I guess he owns one of the teams. His team was losing, the team he was watching. And Jaron didn't go over and talk to Robert Plant. And then Jaron pointed out, well, my iPhone's so old, the producer iPhone is so old, it doesn't shoot video, so I have to get a new producer phone. But side issue that got brought up, I heard Jeff Ward on local 590 AM this week saying that he talked to a cab driver who had Robert Plant in his car. I don't know why Robert Plant's here in town, and quite frankly, at the end of the day, it's a great musician, but I really don't care. I just brought it up because we're talking about rock and roll. Listen to the words of this song before I come back and get into what's really happening in the 2012 presidential campaign. Obama, Rick Perry, all of them. They're all in the same camp. Different parties, same camp. Only one guy stands outside of it. But listen to this. These words. Won't get fooled again, The Who. We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet, and the morals that they worship will be gone, and the men who spurred us on sit in judgment of all wrong. They decide, and the shotgun sings the song. Talking about revolution. I'll tip my hat to the new constitution. I'll take a bow for the new revolution, smile and grin at the change all around me. The hope and change. This is 1971. Pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday, and I'll get on my knees and pray. We won't get fooled again. Don't get fooled again. Change it had to come. We knew it all along, but we were liberated from the fall, that's all. But the world looks just the same, and history ain't changed because the banners, they were all flown in the last war. We're always fighting the last war, not the new con game. You think of a dictator as Hitler or Stalin and Mao, not as a bureaucracy, not as a banking cartel. I'll tip my hat to the new constitution, take a bow for the new revolution, smile and grin at the change all around me, pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday, and I'll get on my knees and pray we won't get fooled again. Don't get fooled again. No, no. By the way, I have confirmed from folks that most of The Who are huge fans of the show. And if you're listening out there, you ought to come on the show. Of course, there's even folks in rock bigger than The who I've talked to who are listeners but won't come on. Continuing here, I'll move myself and my family aside if we happen to be left half alive. I'll get all my papers and smile at the sky, for I know that the hypnotized never die, do you? Again, it doesn't sound as good when I'm speaking it. Sorry, folks. There's nothing in the street looks any different to me, and the slogans are replaced by the by, and the parting on the left is now the parting on the right. And the beards have all grown longer overnight. I'll tip my hat to the new Constitution. I'll take a bow for the new revolution, smile and grin at the change all around me, pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and pray we don't get fooled again. Don't get fooled again. No, no. Yeah. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Folks, do you like being conned? Do you enjoy being screwed around? There's one person in the 2012 race who's being attacked by MSNBC and Fox, by CNN and CNBC. There's one guy in every debate who when he wins the poll, MSNBC didn't show it and Fox didn't either. There's one guy that they dub booing over whenever he won the CPAC poll 2 years in a row. His name's Ron Paul. We're going to talk about Rick, Slimeball, Perry, all of them straight ahead. We're going to talk about Obama and how pathetic he is and how I told you he would implode.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ran from George W. Bush when he was leaving office to Barack Obama. And if you would have voted for McCain, you would have been going to another establishment, bought and paid for individual. When you actually look at their policies, there's almost no difference. There's a difference in delivery and style, but in the final equation, modern American presidents are puppets of the bureaucracy and of the special interests that are put into power. Now, I know what I'm saying here today is no revelation. I know that probably over 90% of you are saying, really, Alex, tell us something we don't know. What are you going to tell us next? That birds sing, that water's wet, that the sky is blue? Okay, so you know this. Well, then why is Mitt Romney right now the front runner with Rick Perry second and Ron Paul third? Why are two dyed-in-the-wool establishment hacks in power? Let me go one further. Why don't Democrats love Rick Perry and love Mitt Romney? I mean, they're for torture, they're for wars, they're for big government. They're bought and paid for by the very same big Wall Street interests that get the trillions in corporate welfare. I mean, if you really look at who finances all these people, that's what I used to tell Democrats. I said, look, you should love George Bush because the very same special interests that are financing your political party are financing him. And I told Democrats, I said, you're going to love Obama, even though he's going to continue everything Bush did, because that's who the very same special interests are putting money into. This is not rocket science. And so the Republican and Democratic leadership will act like they're fighting with each other. But when you get down to a case like Ron Paul, and I was driving in listening to local radio today, and I heard a host asking his listeners, why are you saying Ron Paul is a first tier when he came in fifth or whatever it was in Florida? Why do you guys keep insisting he can win? And I heard a few callers who really couldn't articulate things. Let me articulate things for everybody out there, okay? Ron Paul has won the two coveted CPAC polls in a row by record percentages. That is a Republican straw poll of the real Republican faithful. He got standing ovations when he spoke about non-interventionism and true libertarian constitutionalism that you can call conservatism. It's all just labels. The point is he's a steadfast. And this year when he won, Fox News dubbed booing over it and got caught and said it was an accident. Ron Paul has won the New Hampshire statistically because she's bought 4,000 votes. That's admitted. He won the Iowa. He won the California. He won most of the other states or came in second or third place. But that isn't what matters. Even though Ronald Reagan won those polls and even though Ronald Reagan won the CPAC, that's all somewhat important. What is important is he is the second biggest collector of money under Mitt Romney. And it's small donations on average, less than $50 when Mitt Romney's are in the thousands. You can go look it up at the Federal Elections Commission. And they're going to be filing more of those numbers soon. So number one, he's a big earner, a big collector of money. And it's coming from grassroots. He's gotten over 70% of all military donations combined. You can just search that term. Ron Paul gets majority military donations. You'll get Politico, Associated Press. But again, buried in the back of the news. He gets more than all Republicans and Obama combined. Ron Paul. Ron Paul, in every scientific poll I've seen, comes in first, second, or third place. That's why Ron Paul, in the Republican debate earlier in the week, not the last one in Florida, said, I am, maybe it was the latest one, they all run together. I actually have been watching them, not live, but on the web when we post them on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I tend to skip through some of the lower tier candidates, but I've been watching most of it. And Ron Paul is, you know, says himself he's a number three candidate. And undoubtedly, he's number three. Now, I was going to do a report on this on the InfoWars Nightly News Friday, but didn't have time. It's actually in there on News Desk. I should have had it for the break. But several news publications broke down the numbers. And Drew was checking it and found it to be accurate. Ron Paul, out of all the candidates in the last three debates, Republican debates, has gotten the least amount of time in questions and in answers. The last one I saw was like Romney was like 13 minutes and Ron Paul was 4.5. Perry was what, like 9 minutes? I mean, this is so obvious that they run this hoax. Ron Paul can't win. Ron Paul can't win. Even Jon Stewart a month ago helped break the hoax finally and showed a compilation of four different TV networks all saying the exact same thing about Ron Paul can't win, or when he had second place, mentioning first and third. I hear the conservative radio networks do the same thing. Local radio, it is a talking point. Now, local talk show hosts aren't getting a talking point. They regurgitate what the national talk show hosts say. A lot of them knowing they'll go up the corporate ladder from the establishment if they show themselves to be yes men and women. But others are just weak-minded and just kind of think repeating what's on the Sunday news shows, yeah, well, those are the experts on TV, so if I regurgitate their PAP talking points, that makes me sound like I'm really smart. No, it's about getting outside the box, off the reservation, off the plantation. So, in fact, I'm going to have Paul Watson do this tomorrow. I'm going to call Paul Watson before I even get off air today, and I'm going to ask him to write a big article tomorrow chronicling the dirty tricks against Ron Paul that have been run just the last 6 months. And it is mind-blowing how many of them. But just something we did confirm, and Drudge Report linked to our article about this Friday, Fox News pulls poll showing Ron Paul debate victory. Claims Mitt Romney won. When they closed the poll out, Ron Paul beat him by right at double by 11,000 votes, and it's geolocated. You can only vote once with an IP address. And this happens in every poll. I've seen some where he gets more than double, where he has like 62%, what, in the last NBC poll? 62%, all the others had 30-something, and then they wouldn't even mention him. Wall Street Journal 2 weeks ago had a poll where he got over 40%, and it showed all the other candidates, and it said other candidate, which was Ron Paul, and then everybody commenting under the thing said, we know what you're doing, Wall Street Journal. It's liberal, it's conservative, but they're all flavors of the same establishment Kool-Aid. You ever wonder why Gatorade has like 20 different flavors? It's so they take up shelf space. It's the same thing with the Republicans and Democrats. They just want to make you think you're getting choices, but it all comes from the same company, like a Don King fight where Don King owns both the fighters. Here it is. Fox News poll shows Ron Paul debate victory, pulls the poll, but not before we screenshotted it and saved it, and then put up an article saying in its place that Mitt Romney had won. We're going to tell you about that and take your call straight ahead. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. Stay with us.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you you do with just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Who is this, Bill Clinton?
You can trust me, I'm good. Global warming's real, pay Al Gore money.
All right, we are back live. Look, if you want to understand what's going on with Ron Paul and what's happening in this campaign, it's very simple. You saw the entire establishment, Pepsi, the big corporations get behind Obama. You saw Wall Street give him four times the money, in some cases five times the money they gave John McCain. Not that John McCain was good, but that the establishment thought, hey, this guy can sell our baloney better than Obama. Or this guy cannot sell the baloney as well as Obama. I was having a Freudian slip because I was about to say next. Now the establishment is sick and tired of Obama. So you've seen the Chicago Tribune, the Washington Post, all these editorials coming out saying, don't run again, Obama. Give us a fresh face in the Democratic primaries so that people get bought into the new personality and believing that this new Superman will save us. It's part of being conned over and over again. And so what I'm getting at here is when you see the establishment get behind a George W. Bush or get behind a Barack H. Obama or get behind a Ricky Perry, you know, the Ricky Bobby of Texas, when you see that, that right there is the illustration of this is who you don't want to vote for. Rick Perry and Mitt Romney have not won one single straw poll. They weren't even the front runners months ago when the media would add them into the polls, but the media kept saying they were the front runners. They were the winners. And so some weak-minded people start to think, well, that's who they say I can vote for. It's kind of like showing up at the store and saying, I want to rent this DVD. And they say, sorry, we're out of that movie. Okay, well, what else you got? They told you you had to vote for Mitt Romney or Rick Perry. They told you on every show and every program that the race was down to them. And then said, too bad Ron Paul can't win, when in every poll he's been first, second, or third. Most polls he's been second or third. If you don't believe me, just type Ron Paul comes in first in Rasmussen poll, or type in Ron Paul comes in second in Mason-Dixon, or Ron Paul comes in third in Gallup. In fact, we're going to show you, if you're watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv, we're streaming the show. We can put it on screen before we play this video clip. Just a Google search of Ron Paul, third place, and you'll get Rasmussen, you'll get Gallup. You will see all of those numbers right there. In fact, I had it up during the break, is how I know that we have that. And anybody can just go see that for themselves. I heard a woman on the radio earlier call into one of our local affiliates, 590 AM, KLBJ, and she said, well, I heard Ron Paul say that he was number three. I don't know why he didn't win. I don't know why people are saying he can't win. Again, it's this mindset. I guess we're going to go ahead and go to some phone calls here. Look, the issue here, ladies and gentlemen, is that it's time to stop being conned. It's time to realize what's happening. It's time to just have fundamental common sense. That's all this is fundamental common sense that when Rachel Maddow on the fake left is attacking Ron Paul, and when Sean Hannity on the controlled right is attacking Ron Paul, and when all these other candidates are being pushed on you and force-fed on you by the establishment, isn't it completely crystal clear to anybody out there that's paying attention that Ron Paul is the real deal? It'd be like if a football team in the NFL season was number three, and they said, well, too bad that this team can't win. Too bad the Patriots can't win because they're only number three, and there are plenty of games left for them to be able to get into the position of number one. I mean, even when somebody's number one, you don't say that it's impossible for them to lose. In fact, there it is on screen. Ron Paul, I'm trying to change the course of history. Ron Paul. Yeah, see, earlier I was in there and I just did the search, Ron Paul in third place. In fact, I'll do it on this computer in here, and then we can do a document cam shot that way. Watch this. I'm going to show viewers this right here on the screen, okay? Ron Paul in third place, okay? Because I keep getting people emailing me saying, Ron Paul's not in third place, he's not in second place, he's not in third place. Ron Paul in third place. That's Daily Paul. You link to that, it takes you to Rasmussen. It's all right there for anybody that wants to go look at it. There it is, Rasmussen. That's Gallup poll saying the same thing. Ron Paul, third place. Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, Ron Paul. There's Rick Perry with 17%, Ron Paul with 14. And what's the source on that? USA Today. I mean, this is so elementary that it makes my head spin sometimes. that you've got a guy who has come in first, second, or third in every scientific poll of hundreds and hundreds I've seen, who wins all the spontaneous internet polls that I believe are even more scientific because you can only vote once according to your IP address, who's winning every one of those, usually in double digits. In fact, in every case, by double or right at double. And they're saying, sorry, he can't win. Sorry, he's not a choice. Sorry, he's not a contender. That'd be like if there was a guy in Formula One racing who had won races, coming second and third and a bunch of others. They're in the pole position out of the gates. And with 80% of the race to go, they're in third place. And their car is picking up steam, running great. And they say, it's too bad that the Marlboro car or the Jack Daniels car or whatever it is, or the Chevy car, too bad that car can't win. And you're like, but they've got all these laps to go. The race isn't even half over, and he's in third place, and he's gaining on the other car. They go, sorry, doesn't count, can't win, can't look at that candidate. And the whole system then, all the commentators start attacking them and saying how horrible they are. Now, see, in a race like that, some politics can come in, taking points away or whatever they do. But at the end of the day, it's about the driver and the car. But in this case, you're voters. And so they're manipulating you, saying, uh-oh, he's pulled up to third place from way back at the back. Oh, he's not a contender. No, 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 no. Don't even look at that car. And then when he does win the races, when he does get right at double the votes Mitt Romney got the Fox News poll, they just pull the stinking thing from the Drudge Report and links to it. And then we write an article about it, and it gets national attention. This is what's so frustrating. It is a total and complete mind game. Jaron was able to find this video clip. This is from the last debate. Ron Paul saying, well, I'm number three now. I'm the third contender. And he's being humble. He could have quoted scores of polls, scientific, Gallup, you name it, with him in second. You can just type in, like I just typed in Ron Paul in third place, and I just showed you Gallup and Rasmussen. I just typed it in, and in front of you, and it came up. I can type in Ron Paul gets first place in scientific poll. I can type in Ron Paul gets second place. The point is, let's just say he's third place. Let's just go ahead with the majority of the polls. He's in third place, but they're telling you that he cannot win. Too bad it's Mitt Romney or Rick Perry. The truth is, if real Americans and constitutionalists who want to get out of this banking crisis, who want to get out of the UN, who want to get rid of all these federal agencies, who want to go back to being what America was and move forward, if you want to get rid of the private Federal Reserve banking cartel, if you want to restore the republic, you've got to vote for Ron Paul. Instead, they have this mind game of, too bad he can't win, he's in third place. We're going to come back from break with that video clip, and then I'll go to your phone calls. I'm about to have an embolism here. It makes me so mad and makes me so angry that they must sit there when we've got a chance to get the executive branch, which won't fix everything, but could really start to turn things around right when this country desperately needs it. A guy who understands the New World Order, a guy who understands the Bilderberg Group that Rick Perry goes to, a guy that understands corporate cronyism, and they're telling you, you can't have him. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery. due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, we don't screen your calls, and we've got more than a score of them there holding. I want to go to you. I don't know what I can say to you today about Ron Paul to get you angry enough to get the word out to stop this hoax. And we've already seen the fact that the media was ignoring him when he was in second and third place and not mentioning him as a candidate. That blew up a month ago in their face. And now they're back to just scrubbing him from polls he wins and other things. But it's a big deal. And I even hear Ron Paul's supporters saying, too bad he can't win, too bad he's not a top-tier candidate, buying the propaganda. And that's why this country is where we are now. Ron Paul is the only candidate that can beat Barack Obama. In fact, they've done major focus groups, Gallup polls, you can pull them up. Ron Paul performs the best in a head-to-head run right now with voters across the board. He performs the best against Barack Obama, beating him hands down. They first did these polls 6 months ago when he was neck and neck. What's going to happen with a Mitt Romney or a Rick Perry is they're going to get into the campaign, all the dirt's going to come out on them, and Barack Obama's going to end up being president again. But it doesn't matter. In fact, it's almost better that Barack Obama be president instead of Mitt Romney or Rick Perry, because they're all working for the same globalist anti-American interest. And Obama will have spent all his political capital, be absolutely hated, and probably get impeached down the road if he gets reelected. With a Mitt Romney or Rick Perry, it'll be forget about all the stuff Obama did, just like they did with Bush, and it'll take time to expose the new person as a puppet. That's why it's so essential now to expose Rick Perry and Mitt Romney's real record. And we've been doing that with Rick Perry. And I've talked to Ron Paul on and off air. You notice he's gone after Rick Perry for supporting carbon taxes and supporting gun control and supporting NAPA superhighways and supporting forced inoculations and being Al Gore's chief of staff in Texas and supporting Hillary Care. Oh, you're a new listener? You didn't know all those things? I would tell people those things 2 years ago about Rick Perry nationally, because I'm syndicated around the country, and people would call me saying I was a liar. Now they finally went and looked it up, and people are like, whoa. Well, let's move on from Rick Perry for a moment. Mitt Romney supports and is praised by Al Gore for supporting carbon taxes that will end industry as we know it in this country. What's left of it? Wrote the book, actually wrote the Massachusetts healthcare law that is the Obama model for healthcare. And I've got to see all these dyed-in-the-wool, blue-haired type Republicans getting off on Mitt Romney because he's an effeminate Ken doll type. I mean, can't we have somebody that isn't one of these metrosexual pretty boys with their hair cut just right and they look like Ken doll up there and male cheerleaders like Rick Perry with that fake good old boy thing? I mean, it makes me want to throw up. And every time I watch Rick Perry saddling up to some old lady and, you know, telling her, how you doing, sweetie pie, and using some fake charm on him, it makes me want to throw up. So let's go ahead and play this clip. This is Ron Paul in the last debate being asked, who's your running mate going to be? And Ron Paul says, well, I am now in the polls number three. So as soon as I'm number one or number two, I'll announce who my running mate will be. Think about it. The establishment will not report that in all the scientific polls, he's number one, number two, or number three. And Paul just says, I'm number three. And you're being told by talk show hosts, local and national, he cannot win. And they get frustrated with all the Ron Paul supporters calling in, like you're a kook or you're some minority. All we've got to do is expose Rick Perry and Mitt Romney's real record, and it's over for them. We've got 3.5 good months ahead of the beginning of the caucuses and primaries in Iowa, Florida, New Hampshire. We can put Ron Paul in there. He is exponentially growing, and he's broken through the first few hoaxes that he can't win. In fact, I told you that Rick Perry's poll numbers would start dropping before he'd even announced he was number one. Now he's fallen to number two, number three, or number four in every poll. Here's Time Magazine out this week, The Rise of Rick Perry, and trying to prop him up, trying to say he's the man. And what does it say in here in the first page? Give me a document cam shot for viewers. It says, if he can deal with the Tea Party, if he can win them over because they don't think he's real, he can win. You see? He's got to become Ron Paul to win. Aggie Yell Leader, that means cheerleader, Texas governor, one-time Democrat. Since launching his campaign for president, Rick Perry has turned the Republican Party upside down. Can he win over the Tea Party without making independent voters cringe? As if the Tea Party's unpopular. The ideas of liberty and freedom and Second Amendment and private property rights, those are extremely popular ideas. But the controlled media says, oh, you're white if you're in the Tea Party. Automatically trying to say if you're black or Hispanic or Asian, you can't be for freedom. It's always about dividing everybody. So here's Rick Perry. Now, what's happened to Rick Perry? Show you this article. Herman Cain wins Florida straw poll in stunning victory. Rick Perry in deep trouble. You know, as slick talking as Alan West is, you notice he went ahead and voted for the spending increase, even though he promised he wouldn't. Same thing with Herman Cain. Pro-Patriot Act, formerly worked for the Federal Reserve, pro-torture, pro-national sales tax. And by the way, now he's announced they're going to keep the income tax as well. It was always the plan to bring in a sales tax or a consumption tax, a VAT tax. That's what the big central banks want. They're not going to get rid of the income tax. They're going to change the name of it. You're not going to get rid of the income tax and get a sales tax. You're going to get both. And I told you that 15 years ago. It's always been the central bank's plan. It's what they're demanding right now in Europe. But again, why did folks vote for Herman Cain? He spent the last 2 years there before he even announced his campaign, basically campaigning there. So he won. Rick Perry didn't win. And what do they say? Herman Cain wins Florida straw poll in stunning victory. Rick Perry in deep trouble. And I agree with the Miami Herald. His poll numbers are plunging. his poll numbers are plunging. What, Rick Perry got 14%, Ron Paul right behind him. And that's in Florida. So, again, who can beat Barack Obama in all the major polls in a head-to-head race? Ron Paul. Who is undisputedly in third place with the establishment, Democrat, Republican, across the board, telling you he can't win and scared to death of him, and when he does win polls, dragging it off the NBC or Fox websites? Ron Paul. That's who they're scared of. Oh, by the way, I thought I would mention this. Rick Perry literally gets up there as 10 years as governor. He doubled the size of the state budget, doubled taxes, brought in three new taxes, the franchise tax and others that are really an income tax on businesses. Rick Perry, who tried to hand 8,000 miles of roads over to foreign companies and grab hundreds of thousands, if not millions of acres in eminent domain, a guy that's for forced inoculations, on and on and on. While he was governor and made cities sanctuary cities and in-state tuition and all the rest of it, he said, well, it'd be downright mean in the debate to not give illegals in-state tuition. Really, somebody from Oklahoma doesn't get that coming to Texas. You know, if you go to Mexico, you don't get in-state tuition. If you're an illegal or an immigrant, you get arrested. Mexico has some of the most draconian immigration laws in the world, but that's okay. We're just supposed to have bleeding hearts here and have open borders. By the way, I want Mexico to have freedom. I don't want the UN down there forcing the people off their land up to Mexico City and then north. The point is it's all globalism, and the globalists are for it. But 81% of the jobs were immigrants, and 95% of those, this is Wall Street Journal, Daily Mail, you name it, 93% of those weren't even legal. 80-plus percent were immigrants, and 90-plus percent were illegals. That's the new jobs in Texas, because Rick Perry made it the biggest sanctuary state in the country after California. Vicente Fox came here 6 years ago and gave him awards that I bullhorned. I shut down their speech at the governor's mansion. It's on video. It's online. Just type in Battle for the Republic. That's the name of the documentary. It's in there. Online, YouTube. I bullhorned him, and I always get emails going, show me where Rick Perry got awards from Vicente Fox. And I send people out the email, or I send them the video. Yes, 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 here it is. Immigrants take most jobs in Texas as Americans fill only 20% of vacancies in the state. Here's another one. Did immigrants take most of the new jobs in Texas? Washington Post, 81% of jobs created in Texas since 07 have gone to newly arrived immigrants, with 93% of which are illegal immigrants. 93% of the 81% of jobs are illegal aliens. That's who Rick Perry is. Carbon taxes, Hillary care, same thing with Mitt Romney. And you idiot Republicans love getting up there on the radio and supporting it. And you're going to get what you deserve. A bankrupt, imploded, police state America. You're just as idiots as the Obama supporters. You're idiots.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Bye.